Next, I'd like to talk for a moment or so with Artie Pete. Do you live here in Kalamazoo, Artie?
No, I live in Allegan.
And you drive to work every day, then?
Yes.
What is your job, Artie?
Well, I'm foreman of the mill room and have charge of the small assembly and roof sidewalls and the smaller parts.
That's the place where they saw and ripped this lumber up into the various standard parts that to go into making a trailer. How many parts do you have to machine out there in the mill room for an ordinary trailer? Wood parts?
Over 900.
Over 900 different parts, and they're all cut on a standard pattern.
That's right.
Didn't you tell me that you didn't used to build these coaches on jigs?
Yes.
How did you used to build them?
Well, they were built individually, one at a time, and as they developed, the parts were carried in the doors.
And now they're on a sort of an assembly line basis, so that you build up these various parts on the side of the aisle down which the assembly line goes, and then they're assembled in the middle. Is that correct? Am I interpreting that correctly?
That's right.
And what's the advantage of that system?
Well, they're all uniform for one thing, and their parts are all ready and waiting. The minute one moves on, the other parts are ready.
It doesn't take so much labor, you don't think, to build a coach? It doesn't take so much time?
Oh, no.
Build them much more efficiently. Now, what kind of lumber do you use out there?
Well, we have soft wood for framing and the hard wood for plywood interior.
I see. And have you any veterans in your department?
Yes, three.
Three veterans. Quite a few in the plant as a whole?
Yes, quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Have you any hobbies, Artie?
Well, woodworking always was.
You sort of take of a busman's holiday then on
That's right.
On the building of these trailers. Have you ever driven any of these trailers?
No, I never have.
Have you, Ernie?
No, I haven't.
I understand they balance pretty nicely. Isn't that true?
They do.
So that just the proper amount of balance is very important so the trailer won't sway around in back of your car. And I believe Mr. Reed told me that every care is taken to adjust the trailer so that it'll have just the proper amount of weight on the back end of the car. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
And that's one advantage, as I understand it, in having a trailer made by somebody who really knows his business. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for being on our program. That's about all the time we have.